Here Comes Trouble, which is the title of Michael Moore's new book. The author joins us from our bureau in New York. Nice to have you back on Talk of the Nation.
Thank you so much, Neil.
And you've always been a little different. You wrote, for some reason, I never found my way to the path called normal, yet you describe yourself as a good student, indeed, an Eagle Scout.
Yes, I am an Eagle Scout, and I was a good student. The nuns were very happy with my progress and development. But I somewhere along the road, I just realized that it's sometimes better to listen to your own conscience and what you think is the right thing to do.
I described you once as the youngest elected official in the United States. That stemmed your campaign for the school board in the town where you grew up. That stemmed from an incident in high school where you were humiliated by an assistant principal.
Yeah, I had my shirt tail out. Back in those days, you had to tuck your shirt in school. and my shirt was not tucked in that day, and he grabbed me by the cafeteria and told me to bend over. He walked around with this big board in his hand called a paddle, and he gave me three swats to the rump in front of hundreds of students who got quite a kick out of it. And I was duly humiliated and upset and went home that day and happened to pick up the paper, and 18-year-olds had just been given the right to vote, and the paper said that the local Board of Education was having an election in a few months. And two seats were open, and I thought, wow, the school board's the boss of this guy.
Hmm. Revenge.
Yeah, right. But I called the county clerk, and I said, I'm 17, but I'm going to be 18 in a couple months, and I know we can vote now, but can I run for office? And, what office do you want to run for? Board of Education. Yes, 18-year-olds can run for board. And I'm like, wow. And then I'm thinking, oh, this is going to take a lot of work or money or whatever. I said, well, what do I got to do? You need 20 signatures on a petition. 20? I'm going 20? I know 20 stoners who will sign anything. So I just took the petition around to my hippie friends, and they signed it. And all of a sudden I was on the ballot. And before you knew it, I was elected. And within 8 or 9 months, both the principal and the vice principal turned in their resignations.
Segment 1.
Here Comes Trouble, which is the title of Michael Moore's new book. The author joins us from our bureau in New York. Nice to have you back on Talk of the Nation.
Thank you so much, Neil.
And you've always been a little different. You wrote, for some reason, I never found my way to the path called normal, yet you describe yourself as a good student, indeed, an Eagle Scout.
Yes, I am an Eagle Scout, and I was a good student. The nuns were very happy with my progress and development. But somewhere along the road, I just realized that it's sometimes better to listen to your own conscience and what you think is the right thing to do.
Segment 2.
I described you once as the youngest elected official in the United States. That stemmed your campaign for the school board in the town where you grew up. That stemmed from an incident in high school where you were humiliated by an assistant principal.
Yeah, I had my shirt tail out. Back in those days, you had to tuck your shirt in school. and my shirt was not tucked in that day, and he grabbed me by the cafeteria and told me to bend over. He walked around with this big board in his hand called a paddle, and he gave me three swats to the rump in front of hundreds of students who got quite a kick out of it.
Segment 3.
And I was duly humiliated and upset and went home that day and happened to pick up the paper, and 18-year-olds had just been given the right to vote, and the paper said that the local Board of Education was having an election in a few months, and two seats were open, and I thought, wow, the school board's the boss of this guy.
Hmm. Revenge.
Yeah, right, but I called the county clerk, and I said, I'm 17, but I'm going to be 18 in a couple months. And I know we can vote now, but can I run for office?
Segment 4.
And, what office do you want to run for?
Board of Education.
Yes, 18-year-olds can run for board. And I'm like, wow. And then, but then I'm thinking, oh, this is going to take a lot of work or money or whatever. I said, well, what do I got to do? You need 20 signatures on a petition.
20?
I'm going 20? I know 20 stoners who will sign anything. So I just took the petition around to my hippie friends, and they signed it. And all of a sudden I was on the ballot. And before you knew it, I was elected. And within 8 or 9 months, both the principal and the vice principal turned in their resignations.